This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Del Reynolds, our engineer, is going to be heading out to the transmitter site. He'll be getting the stream player reset out there at the transmitter. Getting reports, of course, that the tune-in app is down, as well as the website for the radio station, WCHY.US Stream Player. He's on his way out there. He's going to get that reset and get you back up and running. Ralph and Sandy Pruder reporting in. Patriot Peter Navarro has just been released from prison. Refused to testify in front of Congress. Not going to testify against Donald Trump. Wouldn't take a plea deal, basically sent him to prison. Well, he's been released. So greatly, greatly appreciate it. Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. I got this from a listener. Todd, by the way, we're shipping out your window stickers. Also, Timothy Jacobs has asked for 8 window stickers. So, Todd, we're sending you, I believe, your 4. We'll get those out in the mail to you guys today. Interesting post. This appears to be, I think, probably his Facebook page. Picture of Ken Borton, evidently sitting at his desk reading somebody's letter. As your state representative, I'm committed to protecting Northern Michigan's way of life. Learn more about me at kenborton.com. Make plans to vote in August 6th Republican primary. Learn more at kenborton.com. The yellow and black logo that I designed for his campaign back in the day. By the way, same colors as Vicky's sign. Protecting Northern Michigan's way of life. Conservative values, smaller government, lower cost of living, education, freedom, less business regulations, support for law enforcement. Okay, exactly how have you introduced any legislation, Ken, that does any of that? Specifically, what bill numbers have you introduced while being our state representative in Lansing? Because frankly, I don't know of any. Every single bill that gets introduced, I get email notification to the radio station as to what committee it's been assigned to. I've not seen one bill with your name on it being submitted to any committees in Lansing. Conservative values, smaller government. What have you actually done to create smaller government in Lansing? With all due respect, sir, what have you done to lower the cost of living? How exactly have you provided education freedom? Less business regulations. What regulations have you sponsored a bill to eliminate in Lansing while being the state representative for the 105th? Can you name one, Ken? I know you listen to the show while you're walking, exercising. Just text me a bill number so I can look it up and report it to the audience. Unbelievable. Local politics, Tuscarora Township. We're going to talk to somebody in the next segment. We'll be right back.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
I'm Janice Dillahay, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Dillahay, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Dillahay.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, second segment of hour number two. You just heard the commercial by the current supervisor, Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township. He's endorsed Janice Delahaye for treasurer to be reelected. And one of the candidates for trustee he's endorsing, supporting, is Tyler Goro. He's on the line with us right now. Tyler, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, buddy. I had Janet Vance, the current trustee, on the show, and I sent you the link. I know you've listened to it. One of Janet's and Bob and Jay's concerns is all this effort that they put into these four sewer projects that are coming to Tuscarora Township. There's all kinds of negotiation that's gone on, dealing with Congress in Washington, D.C., USDA, dealing with grants and low interest rate loans, putting together a pretty substantial project there. I believe it's $16 million, whatever the number is, price tag. But one of the concerns Janet had is, who's going to be the project manager overseeing these four sewer projects? That she's afraid that the current board, that the way they're running, that may very well get elected coming into office, that none of them have any experience in the real world in sewer projects and being a project manager, being there to monitor and work with the contractors, check in on them on a regular basis, file the necessary reports in order to maintain the requirements of these grants and these special low interest rate loans. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, what is your worldly experience when it comes to, you know, excavating sewer project, dealing with septic tanks and drain fields? What's your personal experience in this kind of work?
So I, excuse me, ironically, it was actually my grandfather's excavating business. They did about, it was 92 to 94 of the original, I believe, 104 commercial district sewer hookups in our town. So I have a good family background in that line of work. Most of my summers growing up were spent with my grandparents going to work, either running heavy equipment or helping with septic system hookups. So obviously I haven't specifically worked on installing a sewer system, but I do have a working knowledge or the ability to at least have a conversation with either the project manager, Aaron Nordman, with Performance Engineering out of Charlevoix. Him and his team are going to be the ones directly managing the contractors, but it's still important to be able to have someone that can liaise with him and have a real conversation and truly understand what's being talked about and what's going on. So yeah, I definitely feel like I'd have the ability to do that. I know right now we have a subcommittee on the township board that handles monthly, sometimes more than monthly, sewer updates with the community. So if I am elected, I would definitely be more than happy to be a part of that committee and do whatever is necessary to be able to help stay on top of things in that regard.
So your personal business, construction management, project management, this is actually part of what you do in your current business.
Yeah, so I definitely have a lot of experience with that. My business at the moment, I don't do larger projects like that anymore. That was more the family business growing up that I was involved in that did. But okay, it's definitely something that I am highly familiar with.
Very good. Now, one of the requirements that Janet was concerned about is there's going to have to be reports filed. Yes. Because once they start the train moving, once the money actually gets into the accounts and you start paying the contractors to do the work, the government is very, very stringent.
Yes.
On updates and getting to know, you know, step by step, where are you? I don't know if it's almost daily reports, but I know it's probably at least weekly, definitely monthly. So these type of reports, they need to be filed in a timely basis. And if they're not, Tyler, you stand the risk of potentially, you know, putting your funding at risk.
So
This is something you'd be willing to do for the township.
As much as possible, yes. And I run a full-time business at the moment, so I would be more than happy to put as much time as I can into it. Looking out into next summer, when it really gets going a lot, if more time is needed on my part, I would be happy to schedule that.
Very good. The other information that's coming to me that I'm getting, a lot of people are asking me questions after hearing Bob Kramer's interview and then hearing Janet Vance talk about it, this dark money that's coming in from southeastern Michigan, this 501c4, and all of these candidates running as a slate. It appears they're marketing ads on social media, different posters and flyers about these candidates. They're all using the same template. Mm-hmm. And I personally know Sarpolis, the very liberal progressive Democrat that owns this particular 501c4. Have you heard through anybody in the community when you're out there knocking on doors or talking to people, are they asking you about this PAC? Are they asking, or this 501c4? Are they asking you about these candidates who appear to be running as a slate? Some of them are even unopposed for different positions. Are you hearing any information about this 501c4, this dark money coming into Tuscarora?
So, yeah, obviously it's a small town. Everybody talks about everything.
Sure.
There's all kinds of rumors or things going around. I try to keep separate from any sort of negative talk or things like that as much as possible. I'm a blue-collar guy. This is my town. I want what's best for it. So is there money coming in from out of the area? That's the way that it seems. Yeah, definitely. I choose not to really focus on that very much, instead looking at the actual issues that need to be done. Do I personally think it might be a little weird? Yeah, it's odd. But I try to kind of, as much as possible, stay away from that and focus on the positives, as well as what work needs to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. If you get elected as trustee, what is your number one priority? Some things that you think, unfinished business, if you will, that the current board hasn't been able to get to yet. What's your number one priority that you'd like to advance, advocate for, kind of start, you know, having a conversation with the other board members? What's one of your number one or two priorities for Tuscarora Township?
Number one or number two? Well, I'm probably going to put two of them up at the same point. Obviously, the largest thing that we have going on right now is the sewer project. I want to stay on that as much as possible, make sure it goes through smoothly so that we can see this thing through. This has been being worked on for years. It's beneficial to the community, and I definitely want to see it go through without too many hiccups. So that'd probably be number one in focus would be the sewer projects. Number two, I am very focused on seeing some of the maintenance and blight issues that have started to be tackled in the last few years really continue as a trend. There's been a lot of improvements made to the community. I've noticed it. Everyone in town has noticed it, and I want to keep that going. So, yeah, that'd probably be my two biggest things that I want to focus on is the sewer projects and then continuing the trend of improving and maintaining what we have for our infrastructure here in the community.
The current deputy supervisor to Bob, Ron Oldenwald, had come mm-hmm. on the show, and he told me about the blueprints for the township building built 39 years ago. He said, you know, Randy, in the blueprints, the original blueprints, there was an elevator that they were calling for that doesn't exist.
Yep.
Have you, with your building experience, maintenance experience, have you had an opportunity, for example, the township hall, you know, and the police station, things like that? Have you looked at infrastructure within the township? Do you have any concerns of things that need to be updated or maintained?
Well, obviously, like with the township building itself, which is shared by the police department and the library, yep. there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I know that there's a lot of work that is in the process of being started or that's going to be done with that. So obviously, okay. that's a good thing to see. I know as well, we are looking at possibly adding in another parking lot to town, which I think is a fantastic idea. So I definitely want to stay pursuing that. And then I know our streetscape project is in the process of being wrapped up with the DDA right now. So yeah, there's a number of projects like that that are started. I know we've started having a lot of work done to like the road ends in the township, which I think Bob has been the one spearheading a lot of that project, getting road ends at either the lakes or rivers cleaned up. I'd like to stay on that and see those maintained so that we don't have to have this massive effort put into it again to make them useful. A lot of our small parks have been getting lots of extra gravel brought in to make sure that it's not muddy. So there's a lot of smaller projects like that that kind of went by the wayside for a lot of years that I want to make a priority to keep them in usable, pristine condition now that they've had a lot of that initial restoration work, if you will, done.
Sure, sure. The question I have, because parking has always been an issue over there,
yep.
Where the heck is there potentially any land available that you guys could put a kind of convenient parking lot or parking area? I even had one small community say they were checking into a multi-tier underground and then first ground level, second tiered parking structure. I know you guys aren't that big for that.
Nope.
But a regular parking lot, where do you think where could it even go?
It is being looked at right now, and I've seen some of the initial proposed plans for it, the blueprints, schematics. Back from Martha Street, in between, right behind Club Road and the Rails to Trails system that's there.
We
have a strip of land that is going to make a perfect place for a parking lot, in my opinion. And that's something that I've heard people mention that, you know, Indian River is only busy a few weekends out of the year. I absolutely would argue that as false. Last night, Tuesday night, I was driving through town with the family to go get an ice cream cone, 8 o'clock at night, and it was packed from just south of the township hall all the way to the north end of town. It was a struggle to find a parking lot or parking spot, which is a really weird problem to have in Indian River, which has been an upward trend in the last few years of more people spending time in town. Obviously, we want that to continue. So the parking lot going into Martha Street, I think, is going to do, if it does go through, would provide a huge relief to that and allow room for either more businesses to open or make it more accessible for people to use what's already here.
Right. Well, I think these are all good ideas. I hope you get elected. I have personally endorsed you for this race, as well as Janice Dillahay for treasurer. And I think the people of Tuscarora Township need to know this information, what you plan to do, what you're able to bring, your worldly experience, all the things you've done in your business. I think you definitely would be a great candidate to be the project manager liaison for the township board to the actual, you know, construction guys. These reports are too critical. They got to be filed in a timely basis, and somebody's got to take the lead on it. And I think you're probably the best candidate.
I appreciate that. And like I say, I would absolutely be more than happy to serve on the subcommittee that handles that. It's something that I enjoy doing. If I could be useful in that way and they'd like to have me, I'd be more than happy to.
Very good. Facebook page, website, basically, how would people get a hold of you if they want to ask you some questions?
So I still say giving me a call or shooting me a text message is probably the quickest way to get a response. My cell phone number I gave out last week, I'll give it again. That's 231-420-6952. I did end up getting quite a few calls last week after we talked. Everything was positive, so it was great to hear. So if anyone wants to call, even if they have negative things to say, I'd still be happy to talk to them about it.
Very good. Again, we'll give out that number. Tyler Gorrell, if you'd like the phone number, just text me Tyler. I'll text you back 231-420-6952. I'll send it to you in a clickable, dialable link. You click on it, you give him a call, you can send him a text message, he'll get back to you. So, Tyler, we appreciate you being on the show, man. Get back out there in the campaign trail.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Yeah. Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. The Michigan Natural Resources Commission has approved a variety of changes to the state's deer hunting rules, including a prohibition on the shooting of bucks during seasons carved out for youth and hunters with disabilities. An hours-long public meeting last Thursday also ended with expansion of antlerless deer hunting opportunities in parts of the Lower Peninsula. But the seven-member governor-appointed commission rejected long-debated attempts to ease the lower